This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. First thing we will do, as is normally the case, is go through the list of the stories and the people, but I would like to switch it around once we go through the list and focus on the people a bit, Michael. We don't sometimes get a chance to do that, but no matter whether we're talking about the people or the list, the same sort of stories will come out. So let's get to it with your going through the lists, first of all, if you please.
All right, here we go. It's been a crazy, action-packed week in the media. At number 10, we have Iger steps down at Disney. At number 9, we have Moore in the ongoing college admissions scandal story. At number 8, Trump visits India. That was earlier in the week, seems like years ago. At number 7, the opening of an annual conference called CPAC. At number 6, the Trump campaign sues the New York Times, a very important story for those who care about the First Amendment. At number 5, the Weinstein verdict, that's a Me Too story. At number 4, the Milwaukee shooting and gun control. At number 3, health care reform, climate change, and race relations, three of the, you know, big 5-6 topics of concern every week. At number 2, the presidential race and the Democratic debate. And number 1... Number 1 this week, the coronavirus, the stock market, and the economy. Big tie at the top of the survey. Our people, our aforementioned people list. At number 10, we have Bob Iger. At number 9, we have Michelle Janovs. At number 8, we have Narendra Modi. Harvey Weinstein is at 7. Nancy Pelosi at 6. At number 5, a tie between Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar. At number 4, a tie between Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. At number 3, Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg. At number 2, Mike Pence. At number 1, Donald Trump. Wild week, Doug.
Wild week, Doug. All right, Doug wants to know if you have ever met Bob Iger, the chairman of Disney.
Former no, chairman of Disney. But I have a tremendous relationship with Mickey Mouse. I've never met Bob Iger, no. Sorry.
Well, my relationship is with Donald Duck, so quack, quack.
If you would be Donald Duck. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
I would be Mickey Mouse, and you would be Donald Duck.
And where do we find Minnie? That's the question. Who is our Minnie? That would be...
We'll figure that one out at another
time.
We'll
figure that out. He's done a fabulous job. It's one of the great American stories. Happened, I don't know, the Walt Disney and his cryogenic case. We'd be rolling around because of some of the things that Disney is into these days. But number one entertainment company in the world, they've done... I guess it depends on how you view big companies. Does it stifle competition? Does it stifle creativity when one company buys up all the others? It happens in businesses more and more and more in our country, and I wonder whether it's a good thing. It's a reality, not just in our country, but around the world. It just, everything, the big gets bigger. Remember Sonny Perdue, the flat-footed character that's the Secretary of Agriculture, told farmers, get big or get out.
Big has its advantages and big has its disadvantages. And, consolidation can be something that dehumanizes and centralizes and destroys fields. However, the thing that's interesting about Disney is... It's big, 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 but it's not the Disney that you and I grew up with. It has everything under its roof now. Things that were considered un-Disney and competitive. Plus, Disney engages in things that are that stretch the boundaries of what's considered to be that family, pure, lovely entertainment. Yeah. It's a different era, but under Iger, it has grown. And I think that its current move to compete with Netflix, with this Disney Plus streaming service, is moving media and pop culture in such a way that is changing not only television as we've known it. Television has gone through enormous changes, but changing that entity that we call Hollywood, meaning mm-hmm. the California-based entertainment industry.
Yeah. There are 500 television programs under production in Los Angeles at the moment. Doesn't speak to shows that are being produced up in Vancouver, over in Toronto, elsewhere around the world. The business is booming, and you see it in Los Angeles, whether it's the traffic or the number of people. The only thing that hasn't seemed to affect is the homeless population. There's plenty of them also. All right, so number nine on the people list is Michelle Janavs. An interesting story there. You want to give us a little bit more? I find this college admission thing. She was, what do they call it?
She's the Hot Pocket heiress.
Hot Pocket, yeah.
Hot Pocket heiress.
Okay.
Look, all I basically know is when you have a story that combines celebrity gossip, the foibles of the rich and famous, crime, and anything having to do with weaknesses in the educational system, including its ethics and its purpose, you got a story that's just extremely interesting. And that's mm-hmm. what we have. It's just a multifaceted story that continues to be discussed in the national conversation.
The fact that the president visited India seemed like a blip on the radar screen this week. You think mm-hmm. it was overshadowed by...
Yes.
All the, yeah, okay, go ahead.
It was overshadowed. It was a very important visit. The president met with the Prime Minister Modi. They talked mm-hmm. about defense partnerships. They talked about 5G. They talked about intellectual property. What they didn't come up with is any trade agreements, but we did make a deal with India to sell them a ton of defense equipment. Mm-hmm. And basically... aside from the fact that it wasn't completely a success, it wasn't a failure, and the president has moved our relationship with India forward in terms of being a counterbalance to China's aggression on the world stage.
I didn't expect this would happen, but I was hoping somebody would mention it. I don't think anybody has. The way Muslims are being encamped in India, the same as the Japanese were encamped here in World War II, and the same as, you know, other
Muslims
groups
are being encamped in China.
Yeah, and in India.
And in India, too. Yeah. Different situation, but yeah, you're right. You're right. This new prime minister, well, he's not new, but the current prime minister, Narendra mm-hmm. Modi, is a somewhat of a xenophobic nationalist who is breaking
Sorry,
down
the... Trump or Modi?
I'm talking about Modi. The two of them get along pretty well.
Yeah, right.
But basically, he's making it difficult for people who are not Hindus or of the Hindi faith.
Right.
And he's breaking down the wall that existed between church and state in India, something to be very watchful of. And that, of course, is troubling.
Yep, it sure is. All right, we'll continue with a focus on Harvey Weinstein next. And Weinstein, I never know whether I'm pronouncing it right or not. It's Harvey in our focus and the trial in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your fat. If you have a lot of fat cells and you want to target them, the best way, proven way, to get at these molecules so you can lose the weight, get healthier, it's a precise and very prestigious company. Calitrin, the name of the product, comes from Calitrin, calitrin.com, Calotren, healthiest way in the country to lose weight and keep it off. There are a lot of different things there, diets. People say go on the grapefruit diet. That's right. Eat nothing but grapefruit. You think if you go on that diet, you'll lose weight? Yeah, you probably will. But what's it going to do to your body? I mean, just grapefruit or grapefruit seeds for a while? Ooh, that doesn't sound like it's too appealing. You can eat what you want with the Calitrin diet. Just take the 4 capsules before you go to bed, and it does the work. Those capsules go to work with their main ingredients being collagen, protein, and aloe vera. And it works. It's magic, kind of. It feels like it's magic. But boy, does it work. 86% success rate. Go to Calitrin.com and use the discount code DJV. Get $20 off every bottle. My suggestion from my own experience is that you get on the program and stay on it for about 6 months, because you'll lose the weight and then you keep it off, and your body then will be reacting to what you're eating, and maybe you'll, you know, maybe eat a little less. That's probably a good idea. We could all do with that. That is, we're beyond the eating season now. We're getting into the good weather seasons. So you want to look your best, go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV, and get the discounts of $20 on each bottle, and join those who are in the 86th percentile of success. Losing weight, you can count on it, Calitrin.com.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797. All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show. So Harvey Weinstein, the verdict and all of that.
Go with Weinstein.
Go with Weinstein. Okay, yes. All right, I will do that. Thank you.
Put a big sign up on your studio.
Yeah, right.
Steen rhymes with teen.
Yes.
You know.
Steen.
Okay. Steen.
All right, so this week, ladies felt vindicated. Gloria Allred, our pals all over the place. And I wonder the impact of this in the long term. Does all of this focus on these wrongs have legs so that people will really remember and not pull some of this stuff that's been a part of this discussion?
You asking me, or is that a rhetorical question?
No,
I believe it definitely has an impact on the culture. I do believe that relationships between men and women, between employers and employees, definitely will change going forward. There'll still be incidents of abuse and harassment, but hardly on the insidious level that it has existed in the past. Now, the whole thing is to be careful that people are not tried in the court of public opinion if they're innocent, because not all accusers are telling the truth.
Right.
But for the most part, that issue aside, the Me Too movement has just chalked up its biggest success, a tangible success that will change the culture.
Yeah. Well, in many instances, about time. I thought it was interesting the way Michael Bloomberg handled all of that stuff with the way, we can talk about this during our discussion of the presidential race, but he kind of managed to answer the questions that came up from Elizabeth Warren. But it just shows you it's everywhere. The culture of it, the conversation about it, the reality of it. So good call, Michael. It's 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Every- Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on our weekly review of the charts this week, the week of February 24th to the 28th. Nobody has encountered a discussion, Michael, of leap year. What's the problem? It's not in the top 10 story list.
Leap year. You're right. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine being born on leap day? That's a terrible time.
A good
time
friend.
To be
her
born.
Name is Patricia Lust, who was born on February 29th.
Is that her name?
Yep, Patsy Lust. We're just going with her. Yep. Okay, let's get on with the list. We're going through the people list. Nancy Pelosi is at number 6.
Yeah.
I think she was almost a non-entity this week, though, wasn't she, given all the other huzzarai? Although, I did notice there's a list floating around of what the New York Times on Friday carrying a story about who the DNC wants to try to throw into the mix. And Nancy Pelosi's name is on the list for presidential contender. How do you like that?
Oh, I've heard that before, yeah. I don't think there's much chance of that happening.
No.
But some people feel that she is able to hold her own against Donald Trump. And others think that Donald Trump has done nothing but stay one step ahead of her. Interesting conversation. Now, it all comes down to the Democrats are having trouble dealing with the idea that Bernie Sanders, a communist, is going to be the standard bearer. I love the way this is, well, as we get up the survey and we talk about the presidential race, I love the way the, to use a term, the meme of this election is capitalism versus communism.
Right.
You know, they used to say, and please, folks, don't take this as an endorsement of Bernie Sanders, because I'm nowhere near that. But I do like common sense. You know, they used to say that FDR was a communist. And this is not the first.
Joe McCarthy started that after he was dead.
So, you know, it's we tend to think in such extremes, especially today when everything is weaponized, that, you know, if you're a liberal, you're a socialist. If you're a socialist, you're a communist. If you're a communist, you're, you know, a devil.
Right.
And I'm not defending communism. I'm just saying that we use extreme terms to define our opponents nowadays.
Right.
You know,
it's
just
kind of
Trump
old
is,
school.
Trump is a fascist. Yeah.
It's a little bit old school. I am with, was it Amy who started talking. Well, we should. Well, hold on to this until we get to the presidential race. Well, we're kind of there now because number five, number four, number three are all the. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, I mean, we got all these names. I'm guessing that Pete's out, Amy's out, Elizabeth's out after Super Tuesday. What do you think?
Not necessarily. I think that Super Tuesday may prove to be a continuation of the horse race and the fractured state. I don't know what's going to happen because my crystal ball has run out of juice. I haven't found a charger that fits it.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing when your crystal ball runs out and the battery runs dry. Try finding a battery for it. But that aside, I don't know. I just don't know. It's possible that you're right, but it's also possible this thing will go all the way down to Milwaukee.
Yeah. Speaking of Milwaukee, the shooting there this week at the Moores plant, the Coors plant.
Yeah.
And
Coors Molson. Molson and Coors, so that's where you come up with Moores.
Right, exactly. So what would we take away from that, in your perspective?
Well, we take away one that we're numb to this and that there isn't, you know, there's been talk about it, but most of the talk has been talk about how we talk about it without any passion anymore. We're numb.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean we don't care. It's just we're numb. And the story, basically, there's a lot of details that haven't been told. It was an electrician who worked for the beer company. He was described by the neighbors as a nice, quiet person, which is part of how those things go. And he shot and killed five of his co-workers and then turned the gun on himself and killed himself. So six people are dead. And the other part of the story is that he got the gun by assembling mail order parts. He put the gun together. And that's the story.
There you go. Woof. Okay, presidential race and the coronavirus coming up in the next half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're learning more about the man who fatally shot five co-workers before killing himself at a Milwaukee brewery on Wednesday. Sources telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the shooter, 51-year-old Anthony Farrell, had worked as an electrician for the Molson Coors Brewery for 17 years, but believed he was being discriminated against because he was African-American. Yesterday at a news conference, Mayor Tom Barrett and others would not speculate whether that was in fact his motive. The CEO of Molson Coors said of the five people killed,
they were husbands, they were fathers, and they were friends. They were part of the fabric of our company, and we will miss them terribly.
South Carolina's Democratic primary is tomorrow, and tonight in North Charleston, President Trump will hold a rally, as he's often done before Democratic primaries, to take attention away from his Democratic rivals. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Time for America to wake up. Smell the roses, if you will. A lot of good. Sometimes it seems like we're only talking about that which is bad here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, but there are so many good things. I don't know that we're going to get to them in this half hour of our discussion. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Find what's going on in the Talk Radio business. Favorite hosts. There are all kinds of lists there. Just it's very, very detailed. Lots of specifics reporting on this business. A fascinating thing. Michael's been doing it for a long time. He's the insider. So what's the old business about E.F. Hutton? When Michael talks, we all listen.
Ooh.
Right? Remember that ad for E.F. Hutton?
Yeah.
E.F. Hutton talks. Yeah.
It was actually very impressive. It was. It's funny you mentioned some of those iconic ads and commercials and statements that we remember. What's mm-hmm. always amazing, and for those of us who've been around the block a few times, this is hits home, when you find out when they ran you have to scratch your head and say, you're kidding, it was that long ago?
Where's the beef?
You know, it's like, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny how especially commercial lingo stays in your head, you know.
We're going to talk about the presidential race, the coronavirus. But before we do, let's talk about the icon, at least the current icon of the talk radio business, Rush Limbaugh, and what's going on in his continuing fight against cancer, what he's saying to his listeners. I did hear something about he's talking about himself, which is appropriate in this circumstance because his fans want to know. But he's also seemingly, he's gone a little further with some of his statements lately than he has gone. It's not atypical, but he's been a little more, if you'll pardon the use of the word conservative, with some of his lambastings. But he seems, since the whole business, the discussion of his getting the freedom of medal, the Medal of Freedom, and the cancer thing, he seems to be, if anything, emboldened. Is that just me who thinks that, or do you think that?
I've thought about it, and I've wondered. Let's just say the question is certainly something to consider. You know, now that we know Rush's situation, we sort of try to read his mind and figure out what motivates him. However, if Rush were not suffering from cancer, stage 4 cancer, and that be the big news story, you might not notice anything that he's saying as being different than the way he's been his whole career. It just may seem to be emboldened because we know this much more about him, and he's been in the news so much these past few weeks. So I'm not sure, but he has made some pretty controversial statements about the coronavirus being a hyped situation by the liberal media and the Democratic Party to make Donald Trump look bad, and that it really isn't a serious problem. It's going to come and it's going
to
go.
Is there anything that doesn't have to do with Donald Trump? I mean, seriously, does the world revolve around Donald Trump?
It
sometimes seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, and much of that is his own doing. You see, Donald Trump is a paradox. And he complains that, you know, people attack him on every front, but he puts himself in the crossfire on every front. He seems to get a perverse pleasure out of any type of attention, whether it's good or bad. He doesn't fear confrontation or criticism, but he does seem thin-skinned. It's a very strange... I think he is.
No,
I don't know.
Very thin-skinned. Yeah, no, he's very thin-skinned. That's pretty obvious. So, all right. Let me just, before we leave that, how much do you think talk radio hosts, and this probably varies across the platform, but how much do we as listeners want to know, or maybe we can say how much do you folks who are listening want to know about us in general, our personal lives, what our preferences are? Do you really want to know about the lives of the people that you listen to, whether it's local hosts, national hosts? How much do you want to know? How much does the public want to know, Michael, about all of us?
I don't think the public wants to know about all of us. I think the public wants to know about those individuals on the air that they like and that they find fascinating. So the more successful and the more compelling a host on radio is, with that comes increased interest in who they are. But if somebody's just a garden variety host reading talking points and filling space, I don't think anybody gives a damn.
No, I think you're right about that.
So there's no us.
Newscasters.
Yeah, there's no us there. It has to do with the impact of the individual and the relationship they have with their audience. All relationships between broadcasters and audiences are not equal.
Ah, there's a very sage comment. All right. To the presidential race we go. South Carolina, as we speak, called the Black Primary, Black History Month. I don't know that we paid too much attention. We collectively in the world of news talk radio, because so many other things that seem to be.
Well, we talk about race relations. Black History Month is sort of looked at as sort of a public service type of a thing. You get a lot of press releases, you know, for Black History Month, blah, blah is happening. But it isn't that black, white, race issues are not discussed, as evidenced that in our number three category, race relations is right there.
Yeah, it is. Well, it certainly is. All right, so let's get to the presidential race. I was distracted for a minute because I just saw a story about, remember Joe Arpaio, the Arizona sheriff, who was convicted for disobeying a court order.
And pardoned by President Trump, yeah.
Right, exactly. So this week, somebody took it to an appeals court, and they've overthrown Trump's pardon. I don't know how you do that, but...
I don't even know about that. Seriously? Arpaio's pardon was overthrown?
He was convicted.
What, they went to the Pope? I mean, how did they do that?
I don't know.
Who has the authority to do that?
I don't know. Let's go to the Pope. Okay. Presidential race, that's part of, by the way, part of the coronavirus thing is the Pope is not feeling well and what's going on in Italy. But let's spend some moments on the presidential race. What you think is going to be the outcome, how we're going to talk about after Tuesday, maybe even after the debate this past week, South Carolina. What do you think? Where are we with all this?
Where are we?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you exactly what's going to happen. Where we are is we're in the middle of one of the most exciting presidential races in a long time, and with a lot of people running and a lot of mud being slung and a lot of arrows and bombs being, you know, lobbed on opponents, and that's just the Democrats. Wait till the general election comes around. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I think you're probably right about that.
I mean, this is just the Democrats beating the hell out of each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, my goodness.
Why
gracious.
Are we intrigued by that, though? Why do we like that?
Because we're rotten to the core.
Who used to say that? That was Krabby Appleton. Remember him from Tom Terrific?
Oh, my
God. God that I remember that is more... bizarre. You possibly,
why are we intrigued by this? I mean, you know, I'll give you 100 reasons. But now you're getting into philosophy and human nature. You know, it's the old thing. Why do we slow down to look at an accident?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the Democratic debate was an accident this past week. There were moments where I just said, I can't believe this is an embarrassment.
Well,
you know,
with all everybody talking all at once.
When you had that blah, 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 and it went on and on and on and on, and the moderators didn't do a damn thing. The moderators were the ones who were stuck in the headlights.
Joe Biden says, I'm going to follow the rules.
Oh, yeah. Why me? How come I'm the only one?
More time.
Boy, did he come across undoing any effectiveness that he displayed in that debate. He had some good moments in the debate, but that's based on his past moments.
Yeah.
I don't think Biden is part of the ultimate equation. I'm sorry. I don't see him. I don't see him doing well.
I said before who I thought was going to be out. You said, let's wait and see, and I think that's the appropriate position to take. Wait and see. As the worm squirms or something, the world turns like a soap opera.
The worm turns, the world turns, but the world turns differently than the worm turns. The world turns means life goes on. This is the way it is. The worm turns means that there's a change in momentum and the fates and fortune of the participants. The worm has turned. The tables have turned.
Tables have turned. Yeah. All right, Talkers Magazine is our focus. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher, will talk about the coronavirus and its impact on our discussion and its impact on what people understand. I think there's been some really good talk radio, people explaining what the coronavirus is. There's been a lot of hype about it as well, but a lot of good information coming from a lot of good hosts on that. We'll talk about that with Michael in a matter of moments. Right now, I want to talk about how white your teeth are. And how white you would like them to be. What you need to know about whitening your teeth can be summarized pretty well in 60 seconds by a focus on my part on power swabs. Unlike any other whitening method, this is something you use every 4 or 5 days. Whitens your teeth a couple of shades each time you do it. The whitening is entirely permanent. There are so many whitening products out there. They all have some support, but this is clinical the folks at Power Swabs have clinically proven this. This product's been used safely on millions of people. No harm to the teeth. No harm to the gums. The whitening product is gluten-free. It's all natural. It rehydrates your enamel. What more do you want? Try it. By the way, it's guaranteed. You try it in 30 days, you don't like it, get your money back. Call 800-208-1797. Get the best smile, the easiest, most natural way using the Power Swab system. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Get 40% off each bottle and take another $10 off and get free shipping. 800-208-1797, the number that's key to you having a whiter, brighter smile.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to new research from Bank of America, 51% of Americans believe they're not saving enough to achieve their financial goals. What are you saving for? During America Saves Week this February, Bank of America is encouraging people to review their financial habits, make a plan, and commit to healthy savings behaviors. Kevin Condon, Bank of America executive.
Understanding how to budget, plan, and manage your money is a critical component of financial security, and it's never too late to begin saving. Building healthy savings habits may seem daunting at first, but Bank of America offers educational resources such as Better Money Habits and automatic savings tools like Keep the Change to help you become a smarter saver and reach your financial goals.
For more savings insights, strategies, and resources, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
All right, so Michael, in the few minutes that we have remaining here, is there something new? Maybe there's going to be something new. Almost with every second there's something new with the deadly coronavirus. There's so many different angles to this.
Well, the coronavirus is number one. It is the most talked about. For a while there, it was looking like it was fading, you know, but it's now being called a pandemic as opposed to an epidemic.
Yeah.
It is obviously of concern to world health officials. People are worried about their health. People are also politicizing it, as we talked about earlier. So it's a political issue, of course, and Trump is in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And no matter he's damned if he does and damned if no matter what he does, he's going to get attacked. And it has become a serious economic issue. And that's the big story right now. And it really has illustrated just how intrinsically involved with China we are on the economic front. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. We're going to have assembly plants shutting down in this country. And they already have been shut down. Three major corporations have shut down complete production of their cars because they can't get stuff out of China. Pretty amazing. All right. A few seconds on your conversation, the MH interview with one of the most influential radio programmers in the history of the medium. This is good for insiders and outsiders, don't you think?
Oh, what a great conversation, especially since this gentleman and I worked so closely together back in the day. Lee Abrams, the man who really put the satellite radio business on the map, with us at mhinterview.com.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And I took an aerial road, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you think we're aging ourselves? If I said to Kara, well, she knows it's the theme from Gone with the Wind, but at her age, do you think most people know even the story of Gone with the Wind, never mind this movie music that seems, I mean, the second you hear the downbeat, for me anyway, you hear the music, you know it's the theme from Gone with the Wind. One of those, the movies, you know, some play themes here for movies that nobody remembers, Chucker, and it's just to get to a point. But when you play something like that, the theme from Gone with the Wind, it's in the same league as Star Wars and the other, you know, the theme from Indiana Jones, which I think we played yesterday. All of that stuff, you know, has a place. So Gone with the Wind, 1938, same year, 39. Same director.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
It was the same year as Wizard of Oz. Victor Fleming directed both films with the help of a lot of people, yeah. No doubt. In those days, Doug, they used to just put one director on the credits when obviously you couldn't just, one person could no way have directed those two films in 1 year without a lot of assistant directing help. But anyway, 80 years ago today, Gone with the Wind won 8 Oscars, including Best Picture. Pound for pound, it is still the most popular movie in terms of people going to a movie theater ever produced. I still say, and I did a revival of it about 4 years ago, and I had my opening joke, my daughter at the time, well, maybe more than 4 years ago, she was 9. I said, my daughter is 9 when this movie ends, she'll be 10 and a half. It's a long movie, it's almost like 4 hours long. But I also think it's one of the most, at least from my mind's eye, one of the most disturbing love stories of all time. It's very, they are very complex people with many.
Do we tell stories like that today? Do we? Can we?
It's a different type. Well, let's put it this way: movies like this are not made for, would not have the mass accessibility in terms of the massive interest like that. Although I would argue, 1997 Titanic, which is also a great love story amidst the backdrop of a historical disaster, one of the most popular films of all time. So I do think if you do a love story right and it hits a nerve with the general public, you can have a mass hit. But in this case, the amount of people that went to see it was absolutely enormous.
Well, it's like television. We used to be able to 30, 40 million people watching a TV show was commonplace. Now, so much. We'll be, what it takes to be a number one movie. So last week, the number one movie was Call of the Wild. Oh, that was number two.
It was very close. It was Sonic the Hedgehog, like 26 million. Call of the Wild placed second, 25 million. That was a good opening for Call of the Wild. This week is really one major release. Interesting, The Invisible Man, which was a $7 million production budget. It's tracking at around $20 million opening weekend. Universal Pictures. It's getting great reviews. Here's the thing. Universal Pictures, a couple years ago, wanted to launch what's called their classic Universal Monster series, Redo It. So they hired Tom Cruise to star in the movie The Mummy. It was not well received. It was disappointing in terms of big dollars at the box office. So they decided to go in a general direction and still do this idea, but on a lower budget. They hired a guy named Lee Wanell, who directed the first Saw movie, which is actually a really good horror film. So this has gotten good reviews. It's going to open big. They took a gamble. They actually spent $5 million on a 30-second Super Bowl commercial, and it appears they got enough awareness here. And the catch now, Doug, when studios release movies, you want to get good reviews. It's gotten good reviews on RottenTomatoes.com, 90% positive. So they're going to get it out of the gate, hopefully get good word of mouth, and do more of these. Now, I think they'll probably do eventually, I think they're going to do Bride of Frankenstein in this series also sometime in the next few years.
This was a television show. It was in the 50s, I remember it, a show called The Invisible Man. It wasn't scary. It was just, okay, the guy wasn't there, but just saw things moving and that kind of stuff. In this case,
actually, about 20-something years ago, John Carpenter did a version of The Invisible Man starring Chevy Chase, which was met with a mixed response. You know, speaking of TV,
it's a thud. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was a thud. Speaking of TV, NBC has renewed Chicago Fire for three more seasons. Talking about big audiences. This has about 9 million people a week, but a very loyal audience. In network TV, actually, 9 million viewers is pretty good.
They all love Chicago shows.
Yeah, they are good. They all air back-to-back-to-back. They do a lot of crossovers. I don't watch the other two. Chicago PD sometimes, but I got to tell you, I am a big fan of Chicago Fire. I think it's a really well-done show with a really nice cast, and I like it a lot.
And that's you, too. We like you a lot. Chuck Curry here on the DJV Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.